Welcome back to our Object Relations Lecture Series. Hi, my name is Dr. Susan Cavalier-Hadler, Founder and Executive Director of the Object Relations Institute. I'm going to be speaking today about envy, which is a very profound, very complicated, and very powerful and intimidating and sometimes shame-inducing experience when it's left as unconscious envy, it can be destructive. But I'm going to go back to our historical literature to a very profound and important paper by Melanie Klein on envy and gratitude that she published in 1957 and presented a year before. And I'm going to be talking about how she brought oral envy, womb envy, the more early precedence of any kind of phallic envy that Freud talked about, how she brought envy on the scene as a profound and primal aspect of the human being. And I don't think it's incidental that she had so much envy in her own family, which I've written about it. In about her psychobiography. But the oral instinctual aspects, the anal instinctual aspects, and the urethral instinctual aspects are there before you even get into some of the phallic kind of differentiated envy towards a whole object other. When I talk about oral envy, it's the envy of that unconsciously we want to destroy what the other has if we feel we can't have it. And envy, unlike jealousy, which I can describe in another place, is profoundly destructive towards the one that is envied. Because a person in a state of envy, and particularly unconscious envy, when it hasn't been brought to consciousness, brought to words, brought to symbolized meaning and contained, when it's still in its primitive form and unconscious form, envy is the destruction of the good. It's unlike wanting to attack the bad object that is perceived as attacking and persecutory towards oneself, and unlike aligning with the idealized other against the bad object, which is a kind of normal splitting that infants have, where they're frightened of the bad object and being persecuted, they align with the idealized breast object. In the case of envy, this good, the good object is the one that's attacked, not the bad. So you get the destruction of the good. You get the destruction of the very thing that you want. And in a state of unconscious primal oral envy, there's a attack on the other because the person feels like they can never have what the other has. And not only does that make one want to destroy what the other has that you think you want, that you can never have, but it also makes one want to destroy the other themselves. And in a state of primal envy, the other isn't a whole person with differentiated features and certainly isn't someone that you can empathize with because you feel their subjectivity or aware of their subjectivity. You're only out to get what they have in a state of primal oral envy. And it's, therefore, it's very black and white thinking. And it's just, you have it, I don't. I want to destroy what you have. And unfortunately, when we want to destroy what the other has, and we see the other as just a part object with this thing that they have and not any kind of person with a subjective experience of their own, we can destroy ourselves. Because when we reject what comes into us because we can't take from the one we envy. We oppose receiving, and the more we oppose receiving from the other, the more we build up a sense of deprivation that builds on itself in a vicious cycle of deprivation and envy, because the more deprived you make yourself by not receiving from the other because you envy them and want to either ignore them or destroy them, the more we do that, the less we take in for ourselves. And so this can affect our ability to take in learning, the ability to read, the ability to take in the creativity of others, the ability to have our own creativity, because we're destroying the internal object with the thing that we want and crave and we want to destroy. It's like biting the hand that feeds you. That's why I think talk about the instinctual aspects. It's a primal body-based experience of envy, as I've written about in some of my essays and as Klein originally wrote about in her 1957 paper, Envy and Gratitude, which then has many essays on envy and gratitude revisited from people like Peter Fonagy and others that are well known and who are adding to our understanding that Klein was right, that this is a very, very primal infant experience, that if it's not modified through our development, can remain destructive and attacking. So when it's unconscious, it's when we're most in danger of our continuing to want to destroy the other because we want what they have and we want to destroy them for having it because we think we can never get it. It's very different than admiration, where we can appreciate what someone has, but we can think, well, we can get some of that too, or in our own way we can get there. And that's very different. That preserves the other. And that's when we get to the level of a whole perception of the other person and a more of a whole sense of ourselves as someone who can grow and develop. But in primal, oral, instinctual envy, very body-based, very unconscious in the beginning of life, we just want to destroy what the other has. And the more we do that in our minds, even if we don't act it out in reality, the more we do that in our minds, the less we can receive or take in of the others, whatever the other has to offer. Going back to the early breast mother and in a clinical situation, take in from the therapist. And when we can't take in, it's like biting the hand that feeds you, and we can create what's called a negative therapeutic reaction, where you're always opposing taking in what you need, and you're there for it to learn and to get insight from the other. You can't take it in if you're in this oral state of unconscious, destructive envy. So this is all I have to say to you for today. I will have a few other YouTube videos on envy. But I do want to add that the projection of our envy can lead to a lot of inhibition when we project out our envy and we fear the envy of others. Some people don't even want to be aware that there is envy in others, and that's another problem where they're taken by surprise and hoodwinked and scammed in different ways. But there's also when we are afraid of envy in others and we inhibit ourselves so they don't see we have anything. And that creates a situation, again, of self-deprivation because we're inhibiting our own creativity, our own voice in the world. And then we perpetuate this fear of being attacked by others and inhibiting our own free flow of thoughts and ideas and feelings for self-creative self-expression. And we cannot inhibit the whole growth of our personality that way. So primal instinctual envy of this oral variety that I talk about, going back to Klein in 1957, envy and gratitude, is a very powerful and critical human experience to understand. And how we bring it to consciousness becomes the focus of clinical work, because when it remains unconscious is when it's most destructive and most inhibiting of us taking in from the other and also taking in from within ourselves, from the internal objects, so we stifle our own creativity. Thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoyed some of the beginning ideas about envy as oral instinct, and the other instincts are written about in Envy and Gratitude, the anal and the urethral as well. Thank you very much for attending today.